Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is your time with the apostles, Apostle McIntyre, Apostle Miller, and Apostle Armstrong. And you joined in, I know, that you will receive a blessing, and that is why we are here. We gather here on Fridays at 6:30, so the one that the Holy Spirit gives us, that we explore. And one of the things is that we are applied. The applied word is what's the basis for our discussion or the foundation. The applied word. So today it's going to be a 30-minute discussion, and we will be. Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle.
Yes, I was just sort of setting the background for the discussion, and we will be talking about the word balance. And that the Holy Spirit gave me that this afternoon as I was driving back home, and was saying that there's balance in the world. They understand balance. And why isn't that in the church? Why is everything has to be one-sided in the church? And what happens is, why did I say one-sided? Now, don't go away. All I'm saying is that the people are at a different place in their relationship. So we have to be able to be flexible enough and be able to have enough knowledge and understanding of the word that we can meet them where they are. And for example, whenever I used to write policies for the secretary or head that went over to the White House, we had to write the positive and the negative, whatever policy we came up with, the policy and the negative. And then the decision maker would sit there and look at it, both sides, and make a decision. And we have a way, the world has gotten so now to, it is my way or the highway. And I was talking to a friend of mine, a young man that used to come to Bible study at our house. I asked him, he's a minister now in the United Methodist denomination. I asked him, what is it that you feel, what is your position on what's happening? You know what he told me? He said, what does the Bible say about it? And he said, now, I don't go in there beating up on the gays and the trans and all of them, because what does the word say? And his whole thing was, he is responsible for reaching out to them and sitting with them and helping them to work through, not beat up on them. And I thought that was his position was very good, because he looked at both sides. He looked at the negative. He looked at the positive. And he looked at the word. And the word says that Jesus came not just for the righteous, but for the sick, for the ones who was lost. And as a result of that, the word is just as important. And they need it more so than a lot of the people that are sitting in the pews. But then, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just looking at the fruit. Some of the people that are sitting in the pews need it just like those people who are outside who know that they are lost. People sitting in pews, they don't know that they are lost. So that balance will allow us to sit with them and not be judgmental, sit with them and have compassion. And that's sort of what that's what the Holy Spirit was revealing to me as I was driving down Interstate 85 back from Concord. And whenever you stop and you look at it through those eyes, that meant you have a different perspective on how you're going to respond to these situations and circumstances, because God selected us for this time. So that's sort of what I have, since we only have like 30 minutes today. What has the Holy Spirit put, and this not just for tonight, but this is looking at what's coming down the pipe. Well, maybe the Holy Spirit is all right.
Good, that's Apostle good. Keep talking.
Well, the thing is that I looked at it, and what protected me in this whole process was I was able to look at both the negative and the positive, even in my work time, because my whole attitude has been that I'm working for Jesus. And that way, you got the negative over here and you got the positive. You can look at both sides and you realize what's negative is carrying you down that path. And you the positive, and then the positive, what keeps you lined up with the word. At least for me, it did. Because there were people that went to jail that was all around me. And not just jail, went to prison, did prison time, because they thought that they could get away with touching the people's money. Is Apostle McIntyre on the line?
My fellow comrades, how are you?
We are fantastic, and now you're with us. We are fantastic plus.
Praise the Lord. I'm doing mighty fine myself.
Well, good. And see, you don't want to mention the word balance a while back. So now God just got around to working with me through the Holy Spirit on balance. So now, since you introduced it, would you like to say a word?
Hello, Apostle Miller.
Hello,
how you doing?
Like Adam.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
We acting like Adam and Eve in the garden.
Oh, Lord.
We're passing the buck.
Well, you know, it's hello, everyone. When the balance of anything, everything must be done through the love of Jesus. When the Lord gave me that statement for our church this year, or the mandate for our church, that in 2023, we would have to make a bold stand for righteousness. And that's in every arena, every area of our lives, you know, everything spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. we have to do things. And he said a bull righteous, and that word righteous, that means that the things that we do, the things that we embrace, the things that we allow to lead, to govern, and to guide our lives must be based upon the word and not the majority. It the only thing changed when 2023 came in was the year. Because God don't change.
Mm-hmm.
His word.
That's right.
None
I agree.
Of that changed. And as the body of Christ, a lot of us have lowered the standard because we don't really understand balance. We don't understand love. Love does not mean giving in to wrong just to get along.
That's right.
Love does not mean I'm in agreement with you. We're not here to beat and bash on anyone. Because when people are in darkness, they can't see. And the word says we're the salt, we're the light. And until you
light.
Turn on the
That's
light,
right.
I'm not even able to see anything. And so we're going to mm-hmm. have to get to a point where we are not afraid to turn on the light. Because if love is the motivating reason why we talk to people, why we hear the word of God with people, and it's not to debate, it's not to put condemnation on people, but we're going to have to get to a place as the body of Christ that if it goes against what's written, if it goes against what the Father said, and I think we would all agree that the Father is the most loving person that exists. Everything he's
That's
done
right.
for us is love. Every word he's given us, every spiritual law that he has given us is to protect us, is to provide for us, is to heal us. He said he wanted us to live the good life. And
mm-hmm.
I find that so many people are trying to do life without God. They're trying to have church without God, and that's not a problem. Not if we're going to do it the kingdom way. Not if we're going to get the results. Because if I'm doing something wrong and you don't ever correct me in love on that, I'll keep doing it because I think it's okay. And so we don't need to lower the standard. We need to raise the standard. And you don't get
That's
any
right.
higher than the word of God. And that word is a law. That means it works anywhere for everybody, and it's fair. So I think this year we're going to have to just make
Come
some
on.
Firm decisions that that goes against the word of God, and I am not going to back down. You know, I had a meeting today, and it was a great meeting. And just sharing some things in my heart, and I want the ministry God's put me in to look like the kingdom. I want
That's right.
the laws, the bylaws of our church, the things that's allowed and permissible. I want it to be what you would see in the kingdom, not the world. We've got it kind of mixed up. So much of the world has seeped over in the church because we think we got to do those things to get the people in. Jesus never changed his message or his method to get the people in because he was consistent in it. And I think we're going to have to be consistent in our stand. Yes, I love you. But let me show you in the word why this is not right. Now, it's going to be up to that
yes.
person to decide whether they will accept that or not. But this is what I live by. And first of all, this mandate has to be something that we live by. We can't tell people this is how you should live or this is what should be governing your life and we're doing something else. So the balance is to love like God loves, to stand for truth, correct in love. Love should always be the motivating reason why we do anything. It's the reason Jesus came. The reason he died, The reason he gave his life is the reason God sent him. God so loved the world. And when we start looking at people through the eyes of love, this is somebody God loves. This is somebody that needs help. Father, how would you have me minister to them? What would you have me to say? Father, prepare their hearts to hear. Let them see my love. You know, when we start doing that and don't get, you know, they probably won't feel like we're attacking. So that's the balance. You know, we can't do it without the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to have the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, what would you have me say here? And instead of just, well, you know, I can't, no. Would you have me to say right now? Because God, my desire is to have him to see the truth. You know, have him to walk into God says he is. And so I think that's the balance of it. If we include God in everything, there will be some that will reject us. Lord told me, this man you making in this hour, he said, some people are going to walk away from you. He said, but many more will come to me. That's the key. I can't be so concerned about somebody walking away from me or leaving me or, you know, that. My concern should be what Jesus said. I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the Father that sent me. And the Bible said Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That is the kingdom. And he wants to establish that in the hearts of his people. So we just ask God to fill our hearts with love and help us to stand for truth. I mean, if I'm in a conversation with a person and they say, you know, I think it's all right to do that, then I say, well, let's see what the Word says about it. You know, let's see what the Word of God says about it. You're a born-again believer? You're a Christian? Yes. Then this Bible, it is the, you know, the guide for our lives. It's the manual that we live by. Let's see what Father says. And then it's up to that person whether they accept or reject. But it's not like, you know, we're coming at them in a way. And I just pray that God fill our hearts more and more with love, that when we begin to see them, we begin to see them as somebody that God loves, somebody that God wants to rescue, somebody that God wants to help without accepting. Now, some things are just, you know, you're going to have to say no to. It's been acceptable by many. I'm not going to change the doctrines of our church because the doctrines and the bylaws of our church are built on the Word of God. And I'm not going to change it just so I can fill up the house. I'm not going to do that. Unless the Lord build a house. They labor in vain that build it. God is not going to push his approval something that he did not say. So I think we need to really start allowing the Word, you know, to be the standard of what we live by. And when you show them in the Word, you know, just show them in the Word. This is what the Word says. This is what I live by. You know, I belong to God. I belong to the kingdom. And that's the balance I believe in. I'm believing for a harvest, a great influx of souls, a great harvest, a great revival to sweep the earth and for many, many souls to come into the kingdom from every camp that's out there. Every camp that's out there. And that's what I'm believing, God, that he just goes so fill our hearts with love and our mouth with wisdom, and we'll know what to say, when to say it. And we pray that God will prepare the people's hearts for us when we come, and they'll receive that word. And I believe we'll see what we're believing God for.
Yeah, I concur with that last statement. Well, all of it, but that last statement. If we just speak the word, because that's what the people wants. That word is where the power and authority reside. And the word is what leads us to the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit then will rightfully divide that word and lead us into all truth. So that's what we should be about. And those of us who he had called out, who he had set apart, and who he gave the purpose is to teach the people, teach them the word. And if we just did that, You're absolutely right. That revival, because if we teach one and that one teach another one, and it keeps going and on and on and on, and you teaching one there, I'm teaching one here, Apostle McIntyre, Miller's teaching one where in her community, eventually all of them will come together. And it's going to be an awesome experience how we are interdependent because we all are teaching the same word, teaching the people the same message. And a lot of people don't understand that. They, well, I really didn't preach today. I was pressed by, what did you just say? I did. Where's the Holy Spirit in that? And you know what? I would tell them, I didn't break a sweat. And the people got the message. The Holy Spirit was the one that was speaking. That's who gave me the word. And that's who connected with the people. And people looked at me strangely, but I had no problem with that. So we are the chosen one. We are the light. We are the salt. And people are looking at us because we are bold enough to speak the word, to speak it the way it is written, not the way it is interpreted and passed down to us. We look at the word, we put it out there, and people are listening, and we challenge them to listen for what the Holy Spirit is saying to them. And then, you know, because if the Holy Spirit is not speaking to them and they're hearing it, they're going to do just like I used to do. I wish you'd hurry up and shut up so I can get out of here. I have something I want to do. but when the Holy Spirit hit, that's whenever I sit and I listen. I listen. And I walked out with a word that kept me through the week, not going away by the midweek and here I'm. Yeah, I'm upset because I don't feel nothing. And now you walk on the word, the week comes, the Wednesday come and the Wednesday go, you won't even know it. You just, revelation knowledge. Now I can deal with that. The word going to come to you and you're going to walk through it. Just like the enemy was jumping on me in my case Wednesday night or Tuesday night. And I wound up just having all I said was that it is written that I'm not to worry. And that's whenever peace came over me and I went on sleep. But years ago, I was still laying up there trying to figure things out. And whenever I didn't worry about it, God had worked it out already. As Apostle Miller says, the already.
Our silent partner tonight.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's all right. They can be silent tonight. They are listening to see what the word is, what the Spirit is saying to them. And next time we gather, you remember what? Ain't that right, Apostle? She will have a prophetic word to give us.
He will.
Yeah. She's there someplace. What, Buddy? Buddy probably got her attention.
Yeah. just nursing him, yes.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just, as you stated, I would just listen because I was listening to what Apostle Gwen said, and I so agree with her. You know, as the temptation comes, we got to always remember to apply the word. That's what Jesus did.
That's right.
And I think sometimes we read Matthew 4, but when trouble comes, we forget what it say. When the temptation comes.
Yeah.
But that's what we have to really have the word engrafted in us and be to know whenever the temptation comes, just like you said the other night, how you said, he said, let not your heart be troubled. The temptation came for you to trouble, to try to trouble you. But you just spoke the word. As Apostle Gwen said, we got to take our stand. I asked someone to call me about something today. And they were asking me some, they hear somebody minister some. And they said, prophet, did that happen? I said, read your word. What did the Bible say? And that is so important. We got to really get in that word. And I like something else you said, Apostle Gwen. You know, I'm not, a, you know, people said the Lord gave me this word for 2023 or whatever. But, you know, when I find, when I read, God don't change and God's word don't change, y'all. And I hear a lot of things, and I just sit back and I just be quiet. But God, word, it gonna always be a day that God healing. Every day God will to heal somebody. Every day God will to save somebody. Every day God will to supply somebody need. Every day God will to give somebody strength. Every day God will to give somebody hope. You know. So when we just say, as Apostle Gwen said, stand on the word. God do not change y'all. Less than we can't put him in a box. You know, God is, I mean, he did, the, in Hebrew, he said, we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper because he the same yesterday, today, and forever. So
forever.
God is still healing. God still saving. God still strengthening. God still forgiving. God's still doing all of that. God's still supplying our need, you know. So we got to just stick with the word. I'm with you 100% on that. I liked that so much. And let the Bible be our, the word of God be our standard. And I agree with that as well. So I just would just listen because y'all saying some good stuff.
Well, what just hit me was that, no, we are not jumping up and down. We are just having a discussion, and the discussion is based on the word. Now, somebody is listening that needed to hear what we said the way we said it. It touched them, and you're right. Every time you come together and you speak the word of God, somebody is healed, somebody is delivered. We don't need to come up, well, we got a delivery ministry, and that's all I'm going to do. No. You just give the word every time, then somebody who's hearing that is delivered. They don't have to give you all that money to listen to you to deliver them. It's not you delivering them in the first place. It's the word. It's the word. And that's what I come into that understanding whenever I was part of the African community, West Africa. And I saw how those pastors would come into town, prophet so-and-so, evangelist so-and-so, people flocked to them. And then they would have that interview with the people, and then the people sowing into their ministry, and then they have the healing part. I question it in terms of, is this really biblical? And the people would go to them and take their money to them and leave their whole little pastor in the local church warning. But yet they done gave their money to that guy, and that guy done took the money and gone and told them what they're going to get. And 6 months later, they're still in the same position and condition that they were in before. And they still waiting on somebody to come back through. And it was just amazing to me.
But Apostle, I'm not in denial. Certain people do today faith. Yes, God have grace and gifted people with a level of faith in different areas. That's why we have to work together. But the point
That's
is,
right.
We should never let the enemy. I remember being here, and make a long story short, he had a service, and we were trying to get there. When we got there early, but the place was packed out, so they weren't receiving any more people. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, now, his healing on the outside, just like it is on the inside.
Like on
he
the
said
inside.
Just that
That's
Benny
right.
Hinn done develop his faith for healing and miracles there for some people haven't, and he done developed that kind of relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says, according mm-hmm. to your faith, be it done to you. God wants us mm-hmm. well, and God placed people in our life, maybe, you know, have a developed their faith, an area of faith where you are not, but he'll try to put you with somebody to help you out or whatever, you know. So there, too, again, God has placed different office in the body of Christ. People got different gifts in the body. My thing I have with it, whenever certain gifts come up and they had like they the only one. Because he said these
right.
in St. Mark 16, he said these signs will follow them that believe. So now,
mm-hmm.
you know, every believer can believe God for healing. They can cast out devil because he give us in Jesus' name. We have that authority. But there, too,
right.
again, we're not saying that these people are wrong, but they just might be using their gift for filthy lucre. And that's what the Bible talk about.
That's
so
right.
there, too, again,
Absolute
because
right.
we don't want the enemy, because this is what the enemy done did. He got the body fighting the body. And Jesus
yeah.
said in Matthew 13, a kingdom or a house that divide by itself, it won't stand.
Right.
So this is what we got
mm-hmm.
to work together, because I done been in certain places and people faith is they grace in that area healing. You might have one grace in the area that delivers, but the thing about it, when the gift manifests itself, to let the people know you can do this too.
Yeah.
You know, that's my
yeah.
thing. Whenever
yeah.
I'm traveling and people might see when I used to have, I would have prophets, the students that I would teach that would follow me, and I would always go back in class and I said, what did you see? And I would always say, ask the Lord to let you see what he let me see, because God wanted me to let them know I'm not the only one. And I think that's what come to be a problem when certain gifts in the body of Christ are certain. I want you to believe they the only one. That's why I have. That's why
that's
I have
right.
a problem with it, and I believe that's what grieved the
and,
Lord. But now, if he done gifted you in the area, more power to you. But don't try to make me feel like I can't get here unless you praying for me, or unless you laying hands on me.
Right.
That's why I think the problem is.
Yes, and you just hit the nail all over the head, and that was the attitude that the people had, and. You know, your pastor, you sit there under that pastor every Sunday, that pastor giving you a word, the same, supposed to be the same word that this person is coming in and giving you. What happened? What have you been receiving from the pastor? And it was very interesting, very, very enlightening, and it lined up right with what you just said. We have to look at things. What is the word saying? And is this the only person that can say that? What's wrong with your pastor is using the same scripture and delivering you. There was one pastor that came through, and that was her thing to the pastor, that you need to come up and do this, because if you don't do it and I do it, I'm going to get the credit for it. I never forget that. She was from Ohio, and she made it clear to the pastor, you need to step up, and that's what you need to do. And I know, like I said, I know we'll forget that. Well,
there too again, I noticed at Apostle Gwynn Church, they teach their young children, and I have observed this even when I visit and minister there before. I have, even with sometimes when I'll be praying, Holy Spirit to call them up, let them lay hands. Teaching them at an early age, as a born-again believer, according to Mark 16, you is a born-again believer, even though you're young, even though you're a child, as some might look at it. But it's God's will for you, too, to lay hands on the sick. And I think this is what needs to be taught even more. I did it with my children. I still do it with my grandchildren when the opportunity presents itself. Because we got to that's the good news. That's the gospel right there. Not only that every creature can be born again, but every person that received Jesus and come in the kingdom, you have been graced by God with authority over the power of the works of the enemy. And sickness and disease is of the devil. Anything is of the devil, we have authority over. Not just an adult, not just one to fivefold office, but every born-again believer. That's why I said to bring the balance there. You know, I never tell people, you know, you can't do this, you know. Now, I believe that each office have a full measure. Like me, I'm a prophet. I have a full measure of grace of the anointing of a prophet. Now, Apostle Gwynn and you, y'all apostle, now y'all can walk in a measure, but not a full measure like I can. Because if that was the case in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, when he said he gave some, if one office could walk in all five of them, and Jesus was the only one could walk in all five of them, you would need the rest of them. And that's why I see a lot of times we live in a time you got certain churches, certain people, they not using or not allowing the other full gift be manifest. Some ain't even teaching their people about it. They want to use, it used to be when I'll come up, they would call it evangelist, you know, if a revival. But now they call it apostle. They call it prophet. They want to exclude them. That ain't balanced. That's not the apostolic reformation right there. So there too again, as we talking about balance, all of this have to come in. But I watch her children, not only her church, but another church that I know. But they teach their children as smart. They can get baptized with the Holy Spirit. They can receive the Holy Spirit. They can speak in tongues. And that blesses me. You know, some people say, them kids too young, they don't know. That is not true. That's not true. But anyway, we don't went over. I know. Okay, I'm going to stop.
All right, well, who was the last one to come on today?
Apostle McIntyre.
We're getting the prayers out.
Y'all ain't right.
Tonight was a short. So if you don't mind, Apostle, pray us out.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time of just fellowshipping, of sending forth your word over the airway. Father, I thank you that the word did what you meant for it to do. It pierced the heart. It penetrated. It bore revelation and understanding. It bore a knowing that we're all able ministers of this new covenant. I thank you so much for Apostle Armstrong and Apostle Miller. Father, I just thank you for this covenant you cut between us and the covenant we have with you. Father, I pray that everyone that listened in tonight, they were ministered to, needs were met, bodies were healed, hope and encouragement via their hearts tonight. Father, we just bless you and thank you and praise you for all that you are and everything that you do. Thank you for 2023. Thank you that you never change. God, we give you glory and honor. We pray divine protection and provision over the entire body of Christ all over this great land and country. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, and I say thank you from the depths of our heart. We adore you, we praise you, we magnify and we glorify you. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, next week, same time. same channel.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.